This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is Tuesday, and in traditional Tuesday form, the first hour of the show will be dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. After that, we're going to be joined by Richard Lentz. You know, we focus so wholeheartedly on olive oil as the only thing that olives and the olive tree contributes to health, but there's a lot more to the story than just that, and we're going to discuss that a little bit later in the show. A couple announcements. Hey, Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just want to make sure. A couple announcements. First of all, for those of you who want to try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch, we have a limited time left to get a free 30-day trial. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad today, use the coupon code SR30. Also, for those of you who love Aura MD, Trusted Health Products is offering a $90 savings on a buy 7-pack. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad. Also, today is Earth Day, so eat some dirt. How's that sound, Rob? Should we eat some dirt today?
a lot of minerals there used to be.
Okay, so that's it. That's what I wanted to say right there. And let's get started. Today's Blueprint Power Hour is being brought to you by Predator Nutrition, our only sponsor outside the United States. So show them some love. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Predator Nutrition banner ads today. Check out their the UK's strongest pro hormone. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and learn more. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. My mood just took a big boost because I just got off the phone with Mass.
Yes, I know. And, so should I read this or you want to read it?
Let me take it because I'm excited.
Go ahead.
This is big news, and it doesn't happen often, so please do take advantage. Through the end of April, which is what, another 9 days, and only for Superhuman Radio listeners, Mass is offering 15% off Mass Pro Synthogen, any quantity. So if you go to MuscleMass.com on the Shop Mass page, just type SHR15-4MPS into the voucher section of the secure order form, and they're going to deduct a full 15% off your Synthogen order when it's hand processed today through the end of April. There's no quantity limit, so you can stock up with as many bottles as you'd like and multiply the savings. You know, that kind of instant cash back adds up fast, especially on the twin packs. And yes, twin packs are included. And there's no limit. You know, you want one, two, three twin packs. and don't delay because, you know, it just goes through the end of April. Also, if you've been on the fence and hearing about this stuff, and I know I get a lot of questions about it, you've been waiting to try it. Now is the time. It doesn't happen often. So that discount code one more time is SHR15.
This is just for our audience. This is not, no one, you can't get this offer anywhere else. And it's only available to the Superhuman Nation. This is not something that you're going to find on Anabolic Minds or someplace else.
No. It's just for, you know, we both understand and respect the fact that the audience here has been very loyal and very good to us, and this is our way of giving back.
There you go. And that's great. And to start off with their loyalty, we always want to answer some questions. So we start with a question from Greg Geldart, a regular listener to the Superhuman Radio Blueprint Power Hour. He says, hey, Rob, I'm sitting on a healthy supply of Synthogen and love it. You should take it instead of sitting on it. But that's just my opinion. it succeeds where other ectosterone products have failed. And that's true because that's why the results on ectosterone is doubted, because some people have had good success, some people have had bad results, and so it's all over the board. My experience was so positive, I wanted to stack it with other ECDs. I've heard you talk about Laxagenin, but are there any others worth investigating?
This is a great question, although you need to be careful. My top pick in this category is Turkesterone.
Yeah.
Specifically, Turk that's distributed by Tonvera.net. They're out of the UK. And that's important because there's a lot of bunk Turk out on the market, and especially so since Thermalife in this country has the exclusive distribution rights to Turk. But for whatever reason, Ebol hasn't been out there. But standalone Turk, you want Tonvera.net's product. Because I was on Amazon.com the other day, and I found a quote-unquote Turkesterone product out there, 60 tabs, 500 milligram caps of an alleged 40% extract for a little north of $20. Now, I say allegedly because I contacted the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan, and they told me 40% material is not – it has never been commercially produced. The highest you'll see is 20%. And the price that they're quoting, $20, it'd be closer to $100, even if it was 20% material. So I've been running their True Turk solo for a few weeks now, and the effects are noticeable. Now, they're not androgen or pro-hormone, like noticeable in that I am sleeping better, much deeper. My VO2 max and cardio is a lot easier, and yes, there's been a slight leaning effect. We'll see how that progresses as the weeks roll on. Now, ECDI is a fine product, but the reality is you need to get the real McCoy, which I've hopefully steered you in that right direction, and it does need synergists, right, to tease out all of its benefits. So if there's one tip I can offer you, you absolutely must have all nine essential aminos in circulation concurrently with ECDI for that to happen, for protein synthesis to occur. That's one of the biggest lessons I learned, for example, when formulating Synthogen. So here's the bottom line. Tonvera's True Turk is an excellent ECDI product, and the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan supplies them, so you know you're getting the genuine article. Four caps a day is a suggested dose, and at that rate you will need 2 60-tablet pouches to run a month-long cycle. And important to point out, their packaging is a little different. It comes in vacuum-sealed pouches, resealable foil pouches, not in a bottle. If you do run that, either standalone or with Synthogen, please keep me posted, okay, because it stands to help a lot of people out, and I would be most grateful.
You know, the The whole ectisterone slash adaptogen discussion is the only reason why we're having a discussion about it, I think, is because, and I found this out myself when back in the day, I'm trying to think of the name of the company that Mike McCandless ended up buying after he sold Bulk Nutrition. He went in with a couple other guys, that an existing company that was selling different products, and they had an ECDI product.
I remember your piece on Anagen.
Maybe that's, yes, Anagen. That's the company that made Anagen. So I started to search around for different types of ECDI products, and I ended up in China, where most people end up. And shortly thereafter found out that the ECDI product that they wanted to sell me was not the same plant species that the Russians did their research on.
Yeah, it was probably Cyanotis vaga.
And, you know, and it was very inexpensive. And I think the problem is that people who want to rush into the supplement business, they will go, oh, it's ECDI, you know, that's it. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it, you know, and that's not the case. And I think that that's the reason why so many people are confused by ectisterone products. And, you know, case in point, $20, I don't think it's legit at that kind of price. It's probably the stuff that no one really wants to use. But, yes, technically it falls into the category of what you're looking for. I've heard great things about Turkesterone. But
yeah,
I've also heard people say it's garbage. So you have to ask yourself, who's telling the truth? I think both parties are telling the truth. I think some people are just getting the real thing.
you absolutely must ensure that you are getting real turkesterone. And that comes from, as far as I know, only one place, the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan. In this country, last I knew, Thermalife had the exclusive rights to distribute it. Ebol, for whatever reason, is still backordered. However, Tonvera out of the UK does ship to the US, and they offer standalone True Turk, 100 milligrams per tab.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Craig O'Bucks, and you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin today. So many people rave about getting the Blueprint Bulletin delivered right to their inbox. Great information, great reports, and, of course, you automatically get the Blueprint Meteoric, the one training guide that will take you to Gainesville. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so the next question comes from Craig O'Bucks. He says, power hour question. I'm 42 years old and 175 pounds. How would you stack colostrum with MPS, tranquilogen, coconut oil, protein drinks? When? How much? After listening to that guy talk about it, I'm interested in trying it, but unclear about the amounts to use. One moment, it sounds like a couple tablespoons. Then it sounds like half the container. We'll explain why that is. If he was using a large part of the colostrum, of the container, he would be have been going through several hundreds or more dollars a month. Yikes.
Yeah, well, you know, let's first address colostrum and getting the genuine article. Much in the same vein as we just spoke about turkesterone and the crap stuff that's out there versus the good stuff, I would suggest using the Percova.
I'd like to speak to this and why. For those of you who didn't hear the last show we did with Mark Burton from Immunodynamics, they've been producing colostrum for 35 years, number one. They make their own colostrum. They milk the cows. They know that this is the first milking. Cows are milked within the first 6 hours of giving birth, and we know that the first six-hour colostrum is all colostrum. And every milking thereafter is a lesser degree of colostrum and a greater degree of milk. By the second day, what you have is a yellowish color milk. It's very little colostrum. Colostrum is almost a yellow sludge when it first comes out within the first 6 hours. So when you use the Percova product, you're getting certified, guaranteed colostrum that was received during the first milking, before the calf even gets it. Okay? So we know the results when using Percova, because just like getting real turkesterone or real anything else, we know that this is real colostrum. Everything else you buy out there is made by someone else. And I don't think there's anybody else that does a first 6 hour certified colostrum besides Immunodynamics. Maybe there are other people that caught on. So that's my point there. Go ahead. I'm sorry. And by the way, and while that guy came on the show and talked about 100 grams a day, Mark Burton said you'll get the same results using 40 grams of Percova because it is first milking colostrum. It's much more highly concentrated than the other stuff that guy, and he knows about that company, Immune Tree or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So with that said, get the good stuff. And on training days, here's how I would split it out. I would suggest getting at least 20 grams of Percova colostrum pre and post workout, along with one cap of tranquilogen and, you know, your typical 5-5-5 dosing split for Synthogen. At the 30-minute mark post-workout, I would have another serving of that colostrum, about 20 grams for a total of 60 tops for the day, with a tablespoon or two of coconut oil. That'll give the muscles the fuel needed to start the recovery and repair process without causing a huge insulin spike. The fat-burning pathways will still be open, given coconut oil is a rich source of MCTs, or medium-chain triglycerides, the so-called fatless fat. Now, you may be wondering where to put your whey. Put it on the shelf for the time being, because the studies that I've seen straight up replaced colostrum with whey and showed superior growth.
Yeah, so, you can have your whey later on in your next meal if you want to. And let me tell you something. If you mix your colostrum with the coconut oil ahead of time, if you bring the coconut oil up to a higher temperature than room temperature and it liquefies, and then blend your colostrum in and put it back in the fridge and eat it It's so good. I'm going to tell you, I call it muscle butter, and there's a reason I call it muscle butter, because it tastes like butter, but it builds muscle. Okay, next question. Is this from the same guy?
Yeah,
after hearing Carl talk about Whey Natural a few podcasts ago, is Whey Natural still a legit or safe product to use, in your opinion? If not, how about some reviews of some good protein powders? There are so many junk ones out there.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a safety issue as much as a lack of disclosure on the Chillrite / cold processing claim. You know, is it a good protein? Sure. Is it safe? Likely, yes. You know, my real bugger is the price. And yeah. I've heard this, you know, I've heard the same from many customers. It's a pretty penny, and it's difficult to justify if you're using it with any regularity. So, you know, suitable alternatives. Yeah, we've discussed them before on this program. You know, extreme formulations, Ultra Peptide 2.0, Mass Pro Whey.
Right, Mass Pro Whey from Mass. Sure. And we've got a couple new ones coming aboard too. Low heat pasteurization seems to be the message that I'm getting from a lot of. I spoke to Dr. Phil Connolly. For those of you who don't know who he is the dairy brain behind Dr. Connolly of Metrex, and then what was the name of his product that you love so much?
Progenix.
The brain behind Progenix is actually a guy whose last name is the same as Dr. Scott Connolly, is Dr. Phil Connolly. He is the go-to guy for protein, because I've been talking to him because of a protein blend that I've alluded to that we're going to be coming out with at some short period of time in the future. But with that being said, he told me that low heat pasteurization is the way to go, because it allows peptides to stay intact and to allow protein to be undenatured. However, he, like myself, says, look, all this protein undenaturing thing is bunk, because once it hits the acids of your stomach, guess what? It denatures. Denaturing is part of the digestive process. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump and steal that from you. But go ahead. Talk about the proteins that you like.
I guess the point is this. You know, when you do go shopping for a superior high-grade whey protein, make sure you are getting what you pay for, meaning something that retains all of the growth factors, immunoglobulins, etc., that you're buying whey for. Apologies that, you know, the waters are muddied, so to speak, but we need to make responsible recommendations on this show, and those are mine.
And in order to make responsible recommendations, you have to have full disclosure by manufacturers how they're making things. I'm sorry. We want everyone to do that, right? We want the FDA to force companies to do that. But then the people in the supplement industry want to hide what they're doing. I don't think so. How about some more ways to increase grip strength and how to avoid getting golfer and tennis elbow in the process? I'm having trouble deadlifting more than 375 because of my grip and my hands give out after 8 to 10 uneven chin-ups in convict conditioning. I want to be the only guy at the gym doing one-arm chin-ups. Help me. Thanks, Rob, for all that you're doing, and keep up the great work that you do. You're a great asset to all of us. Craig.
Yeah, thank you. Grip strength should be approached cautiously, given it's easy to overdo it, and tendon injuries take a long time to heal. I learned that lesson the hard way. I have three suggestions, and each is guaranteed to take your grip strength to a whole new level. Solution number one, Captains of Crush hand grippers. Right, that the gold standard in grip strength and different levels of resistance are available, from the trainer model all the way up to, I think it's the number 5. You know, whatever it is, only a handful of men in the world can close that upper end gripper, and it's a fun way to improve your strength. Solution number two, I call tears from a towel, and that involves getting two buckets and placing a towel in one, you know, that has some water in it, wringing it out into the empty bucket. And then once you've wrung that out, dip it back in and do the same, squeezing it dry into the opposite bucket. Now, you can alternate between clockwise and counterclockwise motions, but either way, expect an intense workout and eye-popping forearms after a few weeks. It doesn't take long before you're spent here, just a couple times back and forth, especially the first time out. Finally, the last exercise I favor is just hanging from a towel, right, by one hand. It works wonders for many guys. So there, you just want to loop a towel over the top of a chin-up bar, hang one arm at a time using time as a gauge, seconds at first and then minutes. You're going to be shocked how difficult it is when you first start. But you'll be pleasantly surprised how quickly you're able to progress. You want to build up to one arm hangs for 3 minutes if you can do it. If you can, that's a tremendous accomplishment. And at that point, you will have a vice-like grip and experience no problems whatsoever losing a deadlift. So there you go, Craig. Those are my top three picks.
I love that.
Improving grip strength.
All right, we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Johnny Gray. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Meteoric. You can get the Blueprint Meteoric for free when you join the Blueprint Army and receiving the Blueprint Bulletin into your inbox every single month. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Earth Day. Eat dirt. Just make sure a dog hasn't peed or pooped on it first. Johnny Gray says, I'd like to know the most results-producing product. you've ever used. Results as defined by muscle gain, strength, pounds on the scale. From what I understand, you have 30 years in the field, so I'd be interested in your answer. Isn't even close, methyl one test. Is that your, oh wait, that's your writing there. It's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's not even close, methyl one test. Before the 2005 ban, several androgens were on the market, okay? Meaning that these weren't pro hormones or pro to anything. They were active hormones. They required no conversion. So some color now as to what the textbook said and what I experienced. According to the Vitatex, methyl one test is 910 times more androgenic versus the reference standard methyl testosterone and 1600 times as anabolic. Created by Searle in the 1960s, it's unclear as to why they didn't pursue it, but I've got a pretty good idea. It was never tested in humans, but we did have people that ran blood work on it, me included. Legal Gear in this country was first to market with it, and it was a brazen move. It also signaled the beginning of the end for most legal androgens. As for my experience with it, it bordered on the absurd. On a scant 5 milligrams a day, I had great energy. I could function on little sleep. Within 48 hours, it felt like I had little men on the inside of my muscles pushing outward. It can't convert to estrogen, structurally speaking, but it did elevate my prolactin slightly, as well as my red blood cell count. I ran it for 3 weeks, and in retrospect, that was probably a week too long. The pumps in the gym and even outside of it were borderline painful. I put on a pound a day or more, and I wasn't even trying. Curiously, it caused the distended abdomen, at least in me. It just seemed like everything grew. And because it's methylated, methyl one test is a liver hitter, and that would be bad enough. But given the strength of the underlying androgen in question, it made things that much worse. Total shutdown within 3 days of using it. High blood pressure was also a risk. HDLs tanked in short order. And just walking around, I was winded, because no matter how much cardio you do, your heart and lungs can't keep up with that, you know, a pound a day, a weight gain or more. Now, it's long gone now and probably best that way.
Yeah.
This stuff never should have been made in anything above 5 milligram tabs. More like 1 milligram. You know, people would have respected it more.
Yeah, they would have just taken 10. That would have been the excess. Yeah. Instead, they were buying 10s and taking 50.
Oh, man. Now, some reported it, right, running it at 40 milligrams a day or more. And as a parting shot, there was one company which ran a batch of 50 milligram tabs right before the ban took effect. Now, I pity the poor guys who had to deal with those sides. But, yeah, Johnny, methyl one test was the strongest product I ever used. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I remember that stuff, man, and it was sickening. It really, and I use that word specifically because it made you feel sick. Like Trenbolone, it took your body hostage. You did the work anyway, even though you didn't feel like you were going to. You'd get to the gym and you would question yourself and think, "Gee, do I even want to train today? I feel like I'm sick. I feel like I have malaise. The flu is coming on. I have these insane pumps in my lower back. You know, I feel bloated." And then you would get in there and you would do things and you would think, "Oh my God, like this drug has actually taken my body hostage. It's making me do things that I don't feel like I can do."
Yeah.
The downside of it was you always lost most of your gains because it's impossible to retain that type of fluid in muscles without some sort of pharmacological intervention.
Yeah. You know, I recall reading in William Llewellyn's, I think, anabolics book in 2007 or 8. Of all the steroids that he profiled, and it included the legal ones, the illegal ones, he said methyl one test is by far the strongest steroid in this book. Yeah. Period. End of story.
So if you want to try to get your hands on something, forget about testosterone. Get some of that stuff. The next question comes from Dan Zeipel. He says, "I'd really like your take on forgotten exercises, which ones and how they work. I tried and fell in love with your pullovers after reading about them in the Blueprint Meteoric. They've totally reshaped my upper body, and they may go to, they're my go-to movement before hitting the pool or beach. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Yeah, you know, the meteoric resurrected two movements, one of which is the pull over here. But more importantly, it shows you how and where to use them. They are married exquisitely to a diet that drives a combustion engine-like principle, and the whole system results in a physique transformation like no other. But having said that, some of my favorite forgotten lifts include the following. Number one, barbell hip thrusts, right? We've talked about those before. Closely related cousin, barbell glute bridges, straight off the floor. Top range rack pulls with a static hold is a game changer, like I've spoken to before. Banded pullovers on a slight incline, reversing the strength curve. And Russian step-ups. The barbell hip thrusts and glute bridges, they build incredible starting strength, given they require you to move the weight, right, from a static position on the floor. They train the entire posterior chain in unison with zero vertical loading of the spine. Top range rack pull, I've talked about it before. It's hands down the best hardening lift I can think of. It hits everything from the, you know, base of your neck right down to your Achilles tendons. The sleeper in this list is probably the banded pullover on a slight incline. And while, you know, you've correctly cited the merits of the traditional pullover, this is similar. But it's with a resistance band that's attached to the dumbbell or the barbell and anchored to a support behind your head. So if you thought regular pullovers were effective, just wait till you reverse the strength curve. These do an incredible job, and the long head of your tricep will never be the same. You walk away with any one of these, incorporating just one of these into your workout. You walk away with one of the best workouts of your life, and trust me on this. You'll be feeling it for days afterwards, especially on those banded pullovers. So try that on for size, Dan, any one of those. I am sure you will be most pleased.
We're going to go ahead and go right to the next question. We'll go a little long on this segment if we have to. This one comes from Marianne McDermott. I see a lot of supplement suggestions here for men, but what about us women? I'd like to drop that last 10 pounds. Would appreciate any recommendations. I train at a very fast pace with weights, which I think you call lactic acid training or something similar.
Yeah, lactic acid tolerance training. You know, first and foremost, we'll always be training, always, not supplements, training. So for all its merits, though, lactic acid tolerance training does have some downsides. Because when people do it, and they'll practice it exclusively on a cut, your central nervous system and the rest of your musculature loses touch with the heavy weights. So the solution would be to rotate in one heavy session, heavier weights, longer rest periods, after every two fast-paced or lactic acid workouts. All right? You want to lift, let's say, in the 3 to 5 rep range. I like 5 sets of 5 here with at least 3 minutes in between sets. And doing so means your central nervous system will be in tip-top shape and the muscle will be more likely to stay on. Now, it's also been said and true that abs are made in the kitchen, so watching your diet is important. The best tip I can give you is to zigzag calories such that your body doesn't have a chance to lower its resting metabolic rate, right? Fat loss is most efficient when calories are cycled from 100% of maintenance, ideally on training days, down to 70% of maintenance on off days. Doesn't have to always be 70, but that's the low ball increment that I use. Finally, we get to supplements. Top of the list here, especially for the ladies, would be EGCG plus caffeine. EGCG coming from green tea extract. You want to dose about 300 milligrams of EGCG for every 200 milligrams of caffeine. Ephedrine can be added in the amount of, let's say, 30 milligrams, but that's usually too much for many women and men, for that matter. There are two other items I'm fond of adding. They add significantly to this stack, and those are covered in my fast fat loss and ricochet rabbit fat loss reports on CoachRobRegish.com. But those would be my recommendations, Marianne, and I know they will serve you well.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is there are some minor things that women have a different response to than men, but by and large, any non-hormonal supplement is going to work for a woman. You know, if we can't recommend hormonally based supplements like estrogen blockers or aromatase inhibitors and or testosterone boosters for women because they don't have the glandular setup that men have. But all the rest of the supplements we talk about, things like Synthogen, that's going to work for women. I'm not trying to plug your product right now, Rob, but I'm just saying amino acids work for women. Adaptogens work for women. Nutraceuticals work for women as long as we stay away from the hormonal stuff because then women respond differently. So I would say to you, when we talk about these supplements, and maybe we need to start being more sensitive to the fact that when we talk about supplements, you and I both need to say this will work for both a man and a woman, even though we're answering a man's question.
Yeah, I have had many discussions with, Michelle Hebert, for example. Big fan of Synthogen and Tranquilogen, and in large part that's due to the fact that, as you say, the fairer sex does real well with essential amino acids, adaptogens, etc.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and get your free copy of the Blueprint Meteoric. That book will work for both men and women. There you go. There's a co-ed opportunity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Welcome back.
So
if you read the magazines, you spend any time on the internet, you know that HMB is making a comeback as HMB free acid. But is this the real thing, or is it too good to be true? What do you think, Rob?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of talk going around about the latest study looking at this HMB free acid. And if this study is to be believed, you know, supplementing with it results in more muscle growth and fat loss than most anabolics. A skeptical universe awaits, and you can count me among them. HMB is most infamously hit the scene after creatine, way back when, being touted right in the pages of muscle media as quote-unquote feels like Deca. A lot of people bought in. Amazingly, not me, but some of them
bought in. Isn't that funny? Deca is the chicken of the drug world, right? So, like, if somebody says, well, what does rattlesnake taste? It tastes kind of like chicken. It's like, well, what do you compare this supplement to? Wow, it feels like Deca.
I don't know
about you, but Deca never made me feel anything. I mean, except maybe a lack of ability to maintain an erection at very, very high doses.
Never used it. Grateful I did, I guess. Yeah. But some of them bought in deep, some of the people that jumped on it earlier, and they really got burned because expectations were high given that comparison to Deca. And it followed the home run king, you know, that being creatine. What happened, unfortunately, was a whole lot of nothing for these folks. No additional muscle, fat loss, or miraculous results. It has reemerged 20 years later into a new, more bioavailable form, if what we're reading is to be believed. So, what do we have here? HMB is a metabolite of the amino acid leucine, and as such, right, it has some merit. However, its mode of action, in my opinion, is what I refer to as a passive anti-catabolic versus a truly anabolic agent. So the results seen in this study, including a doubling of strength in the free HMB free acid group versus the placebo, in my mind, it just doesn't add up. Now, more importantly, there exists no product on the market that I'm aware of yet containing this HMB free acid. Now, you can bet the lead researchers in this group, including, if I'm not mistaken, Steve Nissen, who's the patent holder, is in talks with sports nutrition companies to put it on the shelves. Now, I have no inside knowledge, but if I was a betting man, I would guess VPX is going to take the lead on this, right? They're well connected. They for sure have the money, and they have multiple products. It would make sense to use it in. The big question in my mind is, who will be bold enough to use it as a standalone ingredient? Because really, if you think about it, that's how we're all going to know, right? And that's an important consideration.
Really
given.
Good point. Is it really? Because what most companies are going to do is they're going to take one of their supplements that fits this category and go new and improved, now contains HMB free acid.
Yeah, and you know, that muddies the waters.
Well, it becomes part of the pixie dust blend, right?
Yeah, and you know, let's be honest. If you look at the HMB research, and I believe this is true for HMB free acid, I could be wrong, but historically, you know, it's 3 grams a day. And, you know, all these
sounds
glowing studies.
Sounds strangely like leucine.
Yeah. You know, all these glowing studies in advance of a product, it's either an amazing coincidence or it's smart marketing. I'll let you decide which is which. Now, for the record, I sincerely hope HMB free acid lives up to the hype, but I'm not counting on it. Not after what happened the first time. Many of you, though, are going to take the plunge, and I would encourage you to share your experiences here and elsewhere. You know, personally, I'm going to be waiting a good long time and carefully following the logs. The test of time and repeat buys are the measuring sticks that I use on any product. So let's all saddle up and hang on for this ride, right? Like the Red Sox throughout the years, HMB and its various iterations has caused much heartache. They've also won it all, though, and that victory was much sweeter given the pain that we endured. One thing is for sure, this is going to be the final chapter and HMB's long and storied career, because it's going to cut hard either way. And we're going to be a lot wiser, if not poorer, some of us, a year from now.
That's hilarious. That's a great, great summary. Really, really good. Yeah, well, and you're right. It's either going to work or it's going to fail, and it's going to go the way of great stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, on another note, I just saw your YouTube video, those power squats. Man, I got to tell you, man, that has me itching to do something similar, because, you know, I've been doing bodyweight squats and one-legged squats for the longest time.
Right.
But something I noticed here, did you do those without a belt?
Yeah, without a belt, and that was after my hamstring injury.
Wow.
So now, my left hamstring is injured too. I just did 4 reps week before last, and I was supposed to train legs today, but I didn't sleep good last night because of my allergies are bothering me. My nose was stuffed, so I didn't get a good night's sleep, so I thought I would forego leg day today. I've been training whole body. See, like after I did that set, I ended up going on and doing back and chest, because I've been doing whole body workouts, but I'm thinking that, because of time constraints, I can spend less time at the gym and then add a walk in later in the evening. So I'm going to start doing legs, back, chest, arms, a four day split, as I move forward, and I'll do legs tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going to try for 5 reps, see if I'm well rested. But yeah, I didn't want to post that because I knew right away, well, I felt that a lot of people were going to come out and flame me. Like, oh, it's not a valid lift. It's not a free bar squat. It doesn't mean anything, blah, blah, blah. So I sent it to Coach Johnson first because I knew that he wouldn't blow smoke up my skirt. He's, you know, he's going to say, yeah, it means something. And he was very impressed with it. And he said, you know, with a little work, I could probably get you to do some really, really good straight bar squats again. But my problem is my shoulders hurt too much. I can't hold the bar in place on my traps. And the pain in my shoulders is so searing that it takes my mind off of the work that I'm trying to do.
It looks like you got a facelift, Carl.
Where? In that picture?
In that video.
Oh, I think it's because the blood is, I don't know if you notice it, but my eyes even look like they're bulged out. It's because the Valsalva, the blood is just forced into my face. And plus, I had a hat on. And my friend Tony said, take your hat off, you know, and I took my hat off and you can see my head looks like I have the mange.
So. Keep doing it, man. You're famous for saying you have a face like an old shoe.
I do.
But I have to tell you, man, I looked at that and said, wow, man, he's looking a lot younger.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to stay, you know, I'm trying to stay strong. That's what I'm trying to do, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, you're succeeding. That's a fantastic lift.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So how are you doing with your body weight squats? Any new records?
You know, I got up to 1,205 in 57 minutes, and I think I'm stopping there. It's just...
Just because it's a long time? It's a long time commitment. Has anyone ever done a Guinness Book of World Records on the body weight squat? I just thought of something.
Well, there are rumors that Carl Gotch, the famous wrestler, way back when, performed something on the order of 8,000 or 9,000 in a row. And I wouldn't doubt it, knowing his history.
Yeah, but how long did it take him to do it? Like a day?
I don't know. But, you know, they remain the standard for a lot of physical conditioning camps around the country. Right. You know, there are many stories. I can remember Killer Kowalski using them in his pro wrestling school out near Boston. And Whatever you think of pro wrestling, he would revel in getting, you know, some former football player who wanted to wrestle and thought this was going to be a laugher of a training camp and absolutely destroy him with bodyweight squats, and he never came back.
Ah, that's funny. I remember Kowalski and Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, those are names that I haven't thought of in a long time.
You know, it's used throughout this country and the world, going back to most famously Indian wrestlers. You can take those as far as you can go with them, but – you know, there's a time and a place, and I think, based upon where I've been and where I want to go, I will be returning in some form or fashion to a weighted movement, although I need to be careful with my back.
Yeah, yeah. I know several people asked me about my back on that one there. I don't know. I have had to move, you know, I've been on HRT since 2007. That's a lot of injections at twice a week. And I used to use my legs, and then I used my hips for a while. Well, my hips hurt so bad from the injections, so I had to give myself a break, and I've gone to subcutaneous injections again. As I've openly discussed on the show, I'm at my real HRT dose of 200 milligrams a week now. And notice no changes in strength, by the way. With that being said, my problem with my back, if you can call it my back, is at the very, very top of my glutes where I've been injecting all for so many years now. That muscle there is just torn up. So I'm giving it a break for at least the next couple of years. I'm not going to be injecting in my hips any longer because that hurts me when I get in that first rep, when I just have like two or three plates on that machine and I'm just doing some reps to kind of loosen up. Stretching that muscle is really, really hard. It's in both sides, and I do have pain from that. But other than that, I have been very fortunate. I'm looking for something that has wood on it, you know, that my back is really pretty bulletproof.
Well, God bless it, and believe me, that is a blessing. Because those out there that have issues, you know what it's like. I mean, historically, I've had L4, L5 issues, subluxations, gratefully nothing terrible. But I tell you, when it hits, it's bad. Now, it hasn't been bad in a long time, and I'm looking to keep it that way. So nice work holding up the back.
You know, we have a Blueprint Power Hour question that I think I forwarded to you, and I'm not sure, maybe I didn't forward it to you. Somebody asked about a show that I did with Brooks Kubik talking about the pullover and saying that you should go low weight, high reps. And I don't think I said that. I think I was chiming in with Brooks, who Brooks hurt himself in the pullover. So it's the bane of training to him. He feels that the pullover is a dangerous movement. I don't believe that machine pullover or free bar pullovers are dangerous, or even dumbbell pullovers. And I do them quite heavy.
Like any other movement, it can be for those susceptible. But I will say this. It is very true that now there are two schools of thought on loading. Lower weight or less weight on the pullover for higher repetitions is typically used after a set of heavy breathing squats.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no heavy breathing squats in play, then yes, heavy dumbbell pullovers or easy curl bars, whatever the loading may be, for moderate to lower reps, I've seen used safely. As with anything else, proceed cautiously. You know, don't go for the gusto, load yourself up, and then, you're shot with a shoulder injury. Respect the move.
Well, I don't like the new pullover machines where you have to hold on with your hands and your arms are in a elongated fashion to do the pullover. That's what the old pullover machine we used to have at my gym was the one where the pads went against the back of your elbows, and then it had a crossbar that you could rest your hands on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, the best, for my money, was the Arthur Jones Universal Pullover.
Yeah, the one where you rested your elbows against the pads, right?
Yeah.
Because, the nice thing about that is it takes the forearms and the brachials out of the equation and puts all of the stress on the upper chest and the lats to move the bar, to move the machine around its camber. Or its cam, rather. But these new machines, it's almost like a tricep press machine, except your arms locked out. I don't like those. I think they put unnecessary stress on the shoulders.
Yeah. You know, you need to be careful with a lot of these quote unquote new machines because sad to say, but a lot of quote unquote experts that design them never lifted a weight in their life.
Right.
You know, and you can tell just based on how it locks the body into a very unnatural position.
Yep.
Generally speaking, I don't like machines, but I tip of the hat to Arthur Jones. He did that one right.
All right. Great show today, Rob. Fantastic discussion, and thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here. I love it.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today to learn more about how you can get the Blueprint Meteoric by signing up to the Blueprint Bulletin. When we come back, Richard Lentz is going to join us. There's a lot more to the olive tree than just the olives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they were like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. Let's back. You know what we should do?
when they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenoir on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code Superhuman today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Yeah, we talk about olives and olive oil all the time, but there's a lot of tree left behind once you pluck the olives off of it. My next guest has been on the show before, and he is Richard Lentz. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, Carl. How are you doing? Thanks
good
for having me on.
Yeah, before we get into the discussion about the other benefits of components of the olive tree, I want to mention something else. I invited Richard to come on to the show and to put banner ads up on our website because I'm so enamored with his olive oil. And it's small batch, boutique manufactured olive oil that Richard does a different way than anybody else does. But more importantly, he grows the olive trees himself, picks the olive, not by himself. He has, you know, people, picks the olives, transports them back to his plant where he actually vacuum sucks the olive oil out of the olives, unlike anybody else, and produces the best olive oil I've ever had. More importantly, it's 100% olive oil. It is not adulterated with anything else. But needless to say, because this is a real product, a real food product, minimally processed, I have learned that there are variations in olives from season to season. So the colors may vary a little bit, and even some of the flavors may vary. So I wanted to just kind of, you educated me about this the other day, and it was kind of an aha moment. It's like, I've been talking about this, but all of a sudden I fell prey to it. We expect things to look and smell exactly the same because we become accustomed to the artificial processing of foods, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly. And we are kind of, like you mentioned, minimalist. We figure that nature made it right, and it's our job to do the least amount of damage to it, to try to put it in a form that, you know, we can bottle it or encapsulate it, but try not to heat it, try not to do, you know, just a minimal of filtering so that, you know, the olive trees have developed over tens of thousands of years to be, you know, as great as they are and as resistant to plague and bacteria and fungus and everything else. So God made it right, and it's our job just to do the best that we can to keep it in that condition.
Right.
And you know, we get into these olive oils, you know, forgetting the fact that a lot of it is that's out there is blended with other vegetable oils, but just take the olive oils the way they're normally processed, and you go from extra virgin, the virgin, to the just plain olive oil. Each step that is, you know, when you're reprocessing the olives through a plant and trying to extract a little bit more and a little bit more, you're having to apply heat, you're having to apply chemicals, and in our case, all we're doing is, well, we used to press the olives. Now we figure out a way to do it entirely without even pressing it. And I think, and this was what you noticed, because you bought a couple of bottles recently. I didn't know you were doing this. I would have sent them to you.
By the way, I insist on buying all my supplements, and a lot of sponsors are surprised by that. But I don't want anyone to ever say to me, well, sure, you use it because they give it to you for free. So I buy everything. Every sponsor on this show, I use their products, and every sponsor on the show, I pay for their products. Full price. Okay. I don't even if a sponsor's running a special, I buy retail.
Yeah, so. I can attest to that because I was surprised when you told me that. I didn't know because I don't see the orders coming through. And you happened to notice that it was a little bit less green and
it had a more buttery smell. I still smell the olive, but it had a buttery smell. And so I said, what has changed, Richard? And that's when you explained this to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and actually, that's what we've been getting a lot of compliments on, is it's tasting so good that it's like, now it's almost like you were taking butter, but it's with an olive flavor. But what is happening is you just got the beginning of our 2014 production. This was a very delayed harvest. The year before, we were harvesting olives in December. Now we were waiting until the end of January, just because it's been so cold in this part of the world. We're, you know, nothing like you. We're in northern Baja California.
Right.
And we've had a drought. We've had very cold temperatures. The olives were slow in maturing. There's two kind of ways to treat an olive tree. If you want to do the early harvest where the olives are kind of really bright green, those are like the table olives where you would eat them, versus letting them stay on the vine a little bit longer and they start getting more of a purplish color where they're all full of oil, because if you touch them, you just squeeze them with your hand, the oil comes out of it. And that's what we're doing in order to get the maximum amount of oil out of them through our processing. So, yeah, we've had completely different climate conditions from what we had from 2013's harvest, and that'll affect the color a little bit. It'll affect the flavor a little bit. We can, in the plant, also affect, to a small degree, the color by you know, we've got to filter out some of the solids, because since we're not pressing the olives anymore, we're just tumbling them inside of a vacuum tank. Some of the skin is going to travel with the oil when we're pulling it out the drain, and we've got to separate out those little fine skin particles. And depending on how many microns we are using in our filter, the smaller the filter will change it from a more greenish color to a slightly yellowish color. We can do that inside the plant. But the super minimalists, and I've visited some olive producers in Northern California, north of San Jose, just to see what they were doing last year. Some of these guys, they have very, very low production, and they actually just put their olive oil inside these stainless steel 5-gallon little tin things and let the solids settle to the bottom, and they sort of titrate the oil that's above that. And they do no filtering whatsoever, but that's for very, very low production, and we're not that small. Right now we're producing about 10,000 bottles this season. Last season we did about 3,000 or 4,000, so we're kind of gearing up because it's selling quickly. So
funny, if anybody who's traveled around the world, that's how the Turks make coffee, Tuska Kava, Turkish coffee. They take the boiling water, they grind the coffee beans into almost a powder with a hand grinder, and they just dump it in the water, and then you sit and you chat while you wait for the grinds to find their way to the bottom, and then you drink what's on the top. So yeah. That's funny.
Well, and another reason for not pressing it is what we found last season that affected the taste a little bit is in the skin of the olive, the oil is inside the skin in the pulp, but the skin itself, you've got some liquids in there, some olive-y juices, water mixed in there, and by not crushing under high pressure, by not crushing the skin like we were doing a year ago, we're not getting some of those tastes mixed in with the oil. So,
right.
And I think it's coming out better. So far, everybody that's tried the new production says, this tastes like olive butter.
So and you know what I'm thinking about, Richard? So this is like, we go to Napa once in a while because I like wine. And you have different years that produce different flavored grapes because there's droughts, there's more rain, less sunshine, more sunshine. So every year produces something unique. And that's the way it should be. That's the way food should be. When I buy raw milk from my farmer throughout the season, like right now, the milk tastes different because the grass is growing fast. If a cow gets into some onions, the milk tastes a little bit like onions. At towards the middle of the season, that changes its fat content. You expect this. This is the way nature intended it to be. But what we become accustomed to is manufacturers who process foods, add colors and chemicals and everything else so that every single piece of this looks and smells exactly as the last piece. That's unnatural. That is what we should be getting away from.
Yeah, exactly. And, it would be nice that we don't want to be too dramatically different from one year to the next because then people start wondering what's going on. But and it really shouldn't happen to be too much different because olive oil is olive oil, but there is some variation in it. I use this example, and I emailed this one to you. We make a freeze-dried whole lemon. We grind it into a powder, and we get people that say, oh, this color was a little different from the last bottle that we bought, or it tastes a little bit more sour. And I just remind them that, if you want to buy lemonade, you got to go get those packets at your grocery store. But this is the real thing. This is what's growing on the tree. And that one tree, you can have lemons that are on the sunny side of the tree that become a lot yellower than the ones that are on the shaded side of the tree that are greener, and they're going to produce a different type of color and a slightly different taste of lemon powder just because of that.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that's really amazing. So there you go. So if you're buying the Seagate olive oil product, and those of you who are being bored by this discussion, olives and olive oil have been used for medicinal purposes for thousands of years. We use olive oil every single day, but most of us aren't really using real olive oil. You're using some kind of other oil that's adulterated with a little bit of olive oil. And the reality is that if you're going to use real olive oil, Seagate is the product to buy. You can get it by going to the website and clicking the banner ad. But with that being said, apparently there's a lot more to the tree than just the olives that have been around, again, for thousands of years. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk to Richard Lentz about that because I am intrigued when I start hearing some of this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
And what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip.
Welcome back, Fat Lip, and the rest of the audience. We're talking right now with Richard Lentz. We're talking about, we're going to change it up a little bit. So there's over 36 products available at Seagate's website, and more than half of them, or half of them, are derived from olive. Is that right, Richard?
Yeah, there's about 18 of them from either olive oil or olive leaf extract. And we're working on a new one right now. It's a liquid olive leaf extract for kids that aren't able to swallow capsules. Oh, let me just mention one last thing.
Please.
Before I destroyed your audience going through how we farm and the mechanics of making olive oil, which is important, really, if you, after you, I get off the air and people think back of me, they're just going to remember that we're the guys that actually produce the raw materials besides processing it.
Right.
But the olive oil, all that said, the reason that you take olive oil, and this is why it's so important, is even the FDA allows us to put this, it's a qualified health claim, that eating 23 grams, which is the equivalent of 2 tablespoons of olive oil a day, may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. And that's because of the monounsaturated fat, which is oleic acid, which in our case makes up 87% of the component of our olive oil is oleic acid, and that's why you take it. And we get people sending emails, and I answer a lot of the emails because some of them are technical and people are afraid to answer them. There was one this week that it was sad, but it made me laugh in a way. They said, I'm taking Coumadin, which is
blood thinner.
They were taking it.
Which is, rat, by the way, is rat poison.
Yeah, Wayfair, and yeah. Whatever that was. And he said, I'm worried, is your olive leaf extract safe? And because coming from Brooklyn, my first answer was, if you're willing to take rat poison, then I wouldn't worry about the olive leaf extract.
That's what I was just thinking. I think I would have said, don't worry about the olive leaf, worry about the Coumadin.
Yeah, I said, why are you taking that? But my second reaction was that we, as a company, our goal is to get people to get off of these kind of medicines and to eat the foods that will give you the same result, to lower the blood pressure and give your heart and circulatory system, put it in better shape. And what we were just discussing, the olive oil, if you can get rid of a lot of these vegetable oils and fats and things and switch to olive oil and cook with olive oil and put it on your salad instead of salad dressing. And I really love blue cheese dressing and I miss it, but I take the olive oil on there. And now that it's starting to taste a lot more buttery, I like it even more. But that's the goal of the company, and that's why the olive oil is, we went ahead in the last couple of years and started producing it in bottle form and not just capsule form, so people could get that amount, so we could put that claim on it that the FDA allows. Sorry.
No, and just for the record, I just drink it straight, your olive oil. And Elisa actually got mad at me the other day and labeled one of the bottles my bottle because I guess I accidentally put my lips on it when I was pouring it in my mouth. She goes, well, that's your bottle now. But I just drink it straight. I really do. It tastes so good. People are probably thinking, how could you drink olive oil straight? That's gross. That's because the olive oil that you're using isn't real olive oil. This stuff is so light and so tasty. It's unbelievable. So I know I'm getting my 2 tablespoons and then some a day. So what's the magic of so? As you said early on at the first interview that we ever did with you, that the olive oil business was really kind of a late comer for you because you were doing other things with olive leaf, and that's why you were growing these beautiful olive trees. So what is the magic of olive leaf, and how long have we known about this magic?
Well, it was really the late, it was 1969 when Merck was looking for a cure for viruses, and I don't know how they stumbled across olive leaves. You know, normally pharmaceutical companies look at a natural product or they go to a rainforest and they find some leaves and this and that, figure out what that leaf is doing, killing a virus, killing a bacteria, and then they don't return to the rainforest and they try to duplicate that chemical formula right in their lab. Well, what Merck was looking for was a viral cure, and they found that in the lab, when they separated this they called it the oleuropein, but there's a lot more in the olive leaf than oleuropein. That's one of the phytochemicals. There's about 8 of them that we've tested and counted when we've done our lab testing. And when they put it in a test tube and they put the virus in with the, basically it's olive leaf extract, but they called it oleuropein, it killed off all the viruses. And then they went to phase 1 clinical trials where instead of leaving it at a simple formulation where they got to the oleuropein, they decided to take it down and refine it further to what was called linoleic acid. And when they gave it to human subjects and gave them, you know, some virus, simple viruses, it didn't do anything. It didn't cure it. And they found out that they had so destabilized the component parts of the olive leaf that they formed some kind of a bond with the protein that was circulating in the blood and became
deactivated.
Deactivated it.
You know, and this is what happens with these scientists at pharmaceutical companies all the time. They discover something in ginger or something, and then they try to isolate it because they want to synthesize it, and they fail to get the same results because they don't realize that there are synergistic effects of other components in that original leaf or root or whatever.
It took the olive tree 10,000 years to develop all these little phytochemicals in it to make it resistant to all these different problems and attacks and blights and bacteria and fungus. I mean, things that grow in the ground are going to be under attack by fungus all the time, and olive trees never get fungus. So it wasn't until the early 1990s that this Dr. Morton Walker, he's more of a author. He's actually a podiatrist, but he stopped practicing, and he wrote a book called Olive Leaf Extract. And it's about a 99-page softcover book that will tell you everything that I'm not allowed to say about olive leaf extract. And when I first picked it up, I looked at it, I thought, well, if 10 pages out of this were actually the truth, this is a wonderful product. And that was how, in the early 90s, by 1995, 96, we had olive trees growing where we were planting crops, but we were using the olive trees as windbreaks because in this part of Baja California, there are very high winds, and you could strip all the topsoil if you don't protect it. So we weren't growing the olive trees for anything other than protection. And so I read his book and decided, well, we've got all these leaves here. Let's start harvesting them and trying to figure out how to make an extract out of it. And by 97, we were making olive leaf extract. And I was trying it, you know, ourselves when we would get colds or flu, and we were finding that the duration of it, if you hit it fast enough, you know, if you had a sore throat or if you had the beginning of a cold, if you got it quick enough, you could knock it down, and it didn't seem to last that long. And so we went into production, and from that we made throat sprays and nasal sprays and vaginal sprays and rectal sprays and surface cleaners, and it's all based on either the olive oil and or the olive leaf extract in a water base. And unknown, what was the lady, Cindy, that doesn't like to use the olive oil bottle that you were using?
I don't remember.
One of the girls in your office.
Oh, no, Elisa. Elisa.
Elisa.
Yeah, she saw me drink it out of the bottle is what happened.
What she doesn't know, but we discovered, because I'm just a fanatic about doing lab tests, both because of quality control and also because I'm curious to see what things do, is that if you put, and we were doing this as stability tests for the FDA, if you inject fungus, mold, salmonella, E. coli, there was a whole range of these organisms, and very highly concentrated, like 10,000 colonies per milliliter or per gram. The olive oil or the olive leaf extract, both of them separately, will kill all the germs right away. So
wow.
If she were to put her mouth on the outside of that bottle that you were using, and as long as you had allowed some of the oil to sort of spread around the where the bottle cap screws into the threading, most likely there wouldn't have been any germs on it because of the olive oil hitting it.
I want to talk. We have to take a break. I have to get back on the clock here, I'm being told. When we come back, I want to talk more about some of the other uses and some of the products that you have at the website. We're talking right now with Richard Lentz. You can learn a lot more. Right now, the banner ad that we have just promotes the olive oil. But if you go to SeagateProducts.com, by using that banner ad for now, you can see other products under cold and flu, supplements, topicals, and so on and so forth to learn more about all of their offerings. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Richard Lentz. We're talking about the magic of the olive tree. It's not all about the olive oil. So, Richard, I know that you can't... Let's talk about that book that you said can say a lot of things that you can't. In that book, does he recommend applying the extract of olive leaf topically to deal with topical viruses and funguses and stuff like that?
I can't remember if he was doing topically. I'm pretty sure that he was really just doing it internally. And it was really in the late 90s when we had... It was a customer that was, they contacted us, I think, by email, back in the early days of email, that they had some rash, and they thought it was fungal, and we weren't making any topical products back then, but because I figured, well, if you could take it internally and it was helping, why not open a capsule and put a drop of water and a little bit of the powder that you pour out in your hand to make a paste and put it right on that area, and that's how this whole topical thing for us began was just by the suggestion that if you can take it internally, it works like that. So we had people for the first couple of years just making pastes and putting it on their sores or athlete's foot, and then we just decided to make it easier for them and actually make the finished product so they could apply it with either a dropper or an applicator or with their fingers already mixed, and they don't have to be opening capsules and getting powder all over the place. So the Oliviate, it is made from the olive oil. That was where we didn't know it was only the leaves, but I discovered that the entire olive tree, if you were even to take the roots, the bark, the internal structure of the tree, the twigs, and the leaves, are all, and of course the olives, they're all equally antimicrobial, because it's not just the leaf that is under attack by fungus or insects or bacteria. It's the entire tree, and the entire tree ends up with the same resistant properties. And it's, you know, FDA doesn't allow us to make a claim for either the sprays, the nasal spray, the throat spray, or the olive leaf extract, which is a supplement, that they're antimicrobial. But we can say that in our lab testing, where we've been doing these stability tests in order to see whether within a 30-day plus period they react to the inoculation by bacteria or fungus or whatever microbe that we were coming up with, that for the FDA we had to show that these were not petri dishes to allow the growth of these bacteria or fungi. But in fact, the results were that, you know, where we were allowed to not grow it and we would still pass, we were doing these time lapse tests, and for most of the products, within 10 seconds, everything was killed.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were way beyond being, you know, passing a stability test. We were actually being aggressively killing off the germs from these.
Now, I'm not asking you to make any claims here, but have you ever gotten any emails or comments from people who use the olive leaf extract that it has somehow helped them? You know, toenail fungus is rampant in diabetics. And it's a real big problem for a lot of diabetics as well. And, you know, they give you drugs. Instead of putting something on your toenail directly, they give you Lamisil or something like that that is delivered to the entire body. Very, very powerful antifungal. And some say it has some really nasty side effects. Is there any evidence that olive leaf extract has helped anybody out there when they suffer from that type of toenail fungus?
Well, at the beginning, what we used to do would be recommend that people open the capsule and then pack some of the powder with a drop of water, make a paste, and pack it all around the edges of the toenail and in the front where the toenail opens up.
Right, because it's porous. It'll pull it in that way.
Yeah, and also at the same time, take like 2 to 3 capsules 3 times a day. And what we were finding, and this is going back almost 17 years when we've been having people do this, is after it takes a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing the pink skin growing out from the cuticle, and slowly all that black, ugly stuff just kind of grows out with the nail and it disappears. And but we no longer tell them to put the powder, pack the powder into the cuticle and underneath the nail as best as they can, because we make this Oliviate, which is an olive oil-based homeopathic product, but it's the olive oil in it that's really doing the work. That can actually penetrate the skin, and when you're putting it around the edge of the nail and in, around the cuticle, it's actually getting in there and helping do the work. So
yeah,
we're taking it one more step from just packing it with powder. And at the same time, what makes it more effective is to take the capsules at the same time. And speaking of the capsules, you know, you're just now at the end of your cold and flu season,
right?
And this is the end of our heavy season for olive leaf extract and the nasal and the throat spray. From September until the end of March, really, is where we'll sell 80% of those three products during the year. And it's because we recommend for people just to keep some of it on hand in your medicine cabinet, and at the first sign of sniffles or a sore throat, just bombard your throat with a throat spray. If you feel like you got something going on in your sinuses, just start using the nasal spray. You can't overdose with it, and it won't do you any harm. We've never had any side effects or anything from anybody, and we sell 100,000 bottles of that stuff a year, the nasal spray alone. And just if you can hit germ when it's first trying to establish itself, and usually it's in its in your sinuses first, and then it migrates to your throat, and then if you're really unlucky, it gets in your lungs, and then you're screwed because you're going to be fighting it for a couple weeks.
Right.
But if you can get it right at the beginning and use the olive leaf extract capsules and the sprays, chances are it's going to go away that much more quickly within a couple of days. I haven't had a flu shot since my kids were little, and that's
don't let Margaret Hamburg at the FDA find that out. Please don't say that too loud. We'll excerpt that out of this interview. I'm sorry.
Okay, but that's the plan. Is how do you avoid doing things like that, which may be harmful, but certainly not good for you. And some people might need it as a protective, elderly people that have no resistance whatsoever. But for most of us that are healthy, that are exposed every day during the winter to people with germs or kids that are going to school, that are, where parents use the schools as daycare centers for the kids because everybody's working. The proliferation of the flu and sore throats and colds during the wintertime is ridiculous, which is what's pushing the olive leaf extract sales.
Okay, so if I was going to take the capsule form of olive leaf extract as a prophylactic, just to keep me healthy, lots of doctors are talking to patients nowadays about mycotoxicity, fungus in the body, blah, blah, blah. If I was going to take this not to develop those problems, how many caps a day am I taking? And if I was going to take this for therapeutic purposes, I've got something going on and I need to attack it, and I want to use the capsules, I want to get it to my whole body, what type of dose would I use then?
Yeah, well, just as a preventative, which is what I do because I swim every day almost, either in a very chlorinated pool, which is probably that not having enough chlorine in it, so I'm using it as a preventative from all the germs in there, or I'm swimming in San Diego Bay. I'll take 2 to 4 capsules a day, usually 2 in the morning and 2 at night. If I'm starting to feel sick and I'm going to take it actively, I'll do 3 capsules 3 times a day. Try to remember that middle of the day dose. If I don't, then I'll go up to 4 capsules and 4 capsules. You really can't overdose on it other than, just taking too much, just like you can drink too much water and get a stomach ache. But we've had people going up to 4 or 5 capsules 3 times a day. Beyond that, there's really no additional benefit from taking more. So I would just, at the beginning, keep it in the range of 3 times a day if you're starting to feel a bug going on.
All right, I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about mycotoxicity. Lots of naturopaths and even regular MDs are talking to their patients about mycotoxicity, funguses. We'll talk more about if doctors are using this type of a product when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. Superhuman today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Richard Lentz from Seagate Products. You can go to superhumanradio.com, click the Seagate olive oil banner ad. You can also learn about some of their other products. We'll probably cover some other products later in the show. I'm just really fascinated with the whole olive leaf thing. Especially because a lot of doctors are talking to their patients today about mycotoxicity and fungus. Are doctors using olive leaf extract to help those types of patients these days, Richard?
Well, there are some, but they're doing it quietly because it's outside of the general permitted practice that they learned in college. And if they're treating you with a, you know, they can treat you with a supplement and suggest that you take it, but they, if something goes wrong and the lawyers find out that they weren't using the generally prescribed methodology that they studied, they could get sued. They'll get sued anyway in our society.
Yeah.
But there are some, but they're very quiet about it. And what you usually get is the naturopathic doctors and the,
homeopathic doctors.
Homeopathic and also the chiropractors. We probably have a couple hundred chiropractors that are they're wholesale distributors of ours. The chiropractors tend to set up little stores inside their offices and they recommend the products. So those are the ones that are, because they tend to not prescribe pharmaceutical drugs, they're the ones that are our biggest supporters. And when you mentioned mycotoxins, I wanted to mention one thing that we found out in the late 90s when people were taking the olive leaf extract that they were getting a reaction, which is called a Herxheimer reaction, which is the result of the fungi that are living in your body. If they start dying off, normally a fungus cell is almost like a plant cell. It's really thick, and it retains these mycotoxins. While the fungus is healthy, you may not be healthy, but you don't have the mycotoxins floating around. But as soon as you're taking an antifungal, like if it's a drug like Diflucans or Nizoral, right, or I can't claim olive leaf extract, but
we get the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you might start experiencing flu-like symptoms, and they usually go away after a couple of days. But what's happening is the die-off of the fungi are allowing the cell walls to break and releasing these mycotoxins, and a lot of people have these allergic-like reaction to the mycotoxins, and they feel as if it's almost like having a mild case of the flu, but it's a mild case that goes away in a couple of days because you're having an allergic reaction to the mycotoxins.
Interesting. I have two messages here. That the first one wants to be anonymous, and I can understand that. Is this beneficial for herpes simplex? Because you said viruses, so.
Yeah. No, we actually, this is going back a long time. There was a place called, I don't even know if this is around, the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Dallas, Texas. A friend of mine who had another radio show, just like yours, was getting
now,
a lecture.
A minute, Richard. There is no other show like me because I'm the host here, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And he went on to TV. No, yours is an excellent show, and he became a close friend of mine, and now he only does TV, and he has his own little studio. But he gave a lecture in Dallas, and it happened to be attended by a bunch of girls and some of the clinicians from this crisis pregnancy center. And these girls, you know, these were like teenage girls that were there because of pregnancies and unwanted pregnancies, but they were also, you know, these are girls that were out of control. Not only were they pregnant, but they also came along with a host of other problems, one of which was herpes. So we got calls because of his recommendation from the Crisis Pregnancy Center, so we were giving them cases of the olive leaf extract, both to let the girls take capsules orally, and also to do that old thing that we were doing in the late 1990s, open a capsule, pour some on your hand, add a drop of water, make a paste, and apply it right around the herpes sores.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a whole bunch of these young ladies doing it, and we set them up with charts, and because we were trying to get them to keep track over, you know, we were trying to get it over a multi-month period. But what happened was the sores were disappearing, and once they disappeared, these were girls that don't listen to anyone, parents or the clinicians or anybody, is as soon as the things disappeared, they stopped taking it and they stopped using it.
Sure.
And then it came back again within another month, and then we would get calls again, can you supply us with more capsules? So eventually we just sent the clinic a bunch of cases, and we gave up on trying to keep track of it. So in answer to the question, I can't make that claim. We saw some really interesting results, but we were, you know, these were, back in those days, these were herpes from girls that were really not the type that would listen to do an uncontrolled study supervised by their clinic, because they just wouldn't listen to anybody. But the results were really good.
Okay, and this one comes from Steven. He says, do you sell the olive oil in food service size cans?
No, we haven't gone to that, just because everything that we're making in that half-liter bottle we're selling. So I've had a lot of calls from local Italian restaurants in San Diego that want to buy it, and at low price and in bigger volumes and gallon size. But we're just focusing on selling this one size, just because our production isn't big enough, and we're really not wanting to discount it yet. Maybe once we start having an overproduction of it, maybe next year if we add some more equipment, then maybe we'll consider it. But now it's just that half-liter bottle.
Okay. And we will have a banner ad up on superhumanradio.com very shortly promoting the olive leaf extract. I'm going to give it a try. Just recently, we were talking about some symptoms I've developed in a very recent past, and my doctor, Dr. Matt Andre, who is a brilliant physician, open-minded physician, said to me, have you ever been tested for funguses? And I said, no, I haven't. He goes, well, next time you're up here, we should do that. And I'm thinking, well, while I'm waiting to go back up there for my next lab work, maybe I'll just start taking some olive leaf extract. So we'll see what happens. This will be interesting. And
hey,
I will
get off,
I will
get
be
off the sugars and the carbs.
Oh, yeah, I don't eat much sugars or carbs. I mean, I don't eat any sugar right now except that anything that's naturally occurring in dairy or some fruit. And I really don't eat any starches either. And I'm a huge proponent of intermittent fasting. In fact, I'm fasted right now from 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, wow. Because a lot of people are looking for that magical pill that's going to kill off the fungus, and at the same time, they're feeding it with all the sugars,
sure,
and alcohol and all that.
Oh, I have to give up wine too, Richard? Come on. Huh? Give a guy a break. Anyway, all right, listen, it's always great to have you on the show. And people can go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the 100% extra virgin olive oil banner ad now. You click that, and you'll go to the Seagate website. You can also check out the other products there. We will talk about some. There's some other really interesting products there that we will talk about at later shows. But check out the olive leaf extract as well, and we will have a separate banner. Richard, thanks for being on the show today.
All right. Yeah, thanks again, Carl.
Take care. All right, we also want to thank Rob Regish for doing the Blueprint Power Hour today. All the hard work that he puts into that show. Thank you very much. Of course, remember, a 30-day free supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Weight Loss Patch is available to you by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Age Force banner ad. Use the coupon code SR30. And for those of you who love, 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 like I do, Aura MD, the folks at Trusted Health Products are saving you $90. You can buy a 7-pack of Aura MD. Use it yourself. Give it away as gifts. Keep one in your office, one in your car as a breath freshener. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.